As the mighty Cyclopean speaks his heart to us, to call our beloved I Am presence into action, to clear the way, dissolve and consume from within and around us everything that forms the veil between, until the light becomes so intense in our own heart's flame, and the love is enough for us to see the mighty Cyclopean face to face, and the visible, tangible ascended master body, his great cosmic presence. Let us enter in tonight to the cosmic understanding of what the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim means to the people of Earth, and what it can do for those of you who give us acceptance and the calls that the cosmic law requires for us to do for you that which is required in the physical world. Try to know that within the life stream of every individual abides all that that individual will ever require to unfold the greater perfection of life into manifestation. So far as the faculties and powers of life are concerned, they are contained within each one's own life flame. But because of the discord by which the world has become filled, the individual does not always understand how necessary it is to keep the attention away from that which forms the veil between the outer self and the presence, or the veil between the outer self and our activities of the sacred fire. Now, in every activity of the sacred fire that is brought to your attention, try to realize that when the outer self begins to desire knowledge concerning that, any special activity of the sacred fire, it is because the higher mental body has called to us for assistance in the outer activities for the use of our sevenfold flame around the individual, while the presence within is expanding the next wave of knowledge, or the next use, or the next powers that the outer self is to use in the experiences that are next to be manifested in the physical world. There really is no thing ever takes place in the physical octave that is what you might call accident. Everything is cause and effect. Everything is produced by the direction of consciousness and the use of energy, which produces the vibration that causes any special manifestation. So when you become aware of what is in our sevenfold flame, you will become aware of those master powers within your own life by which you hold balance and control of conditions in the physical world. That is why the sevenfold flame is given, because it is used to produce certain manifestation that no other activity does produce. Just as your violet consuming flame is for the purification of the human creation by that fiery love which forgives and frees all life substance and energy, just as your unfed flame holds the perfect balance by the use of love, wisdom, and power. So do we produce manifestation by the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. When you begin to call this forth into your outer use and direction, or into conditions that are building the perfection of the future, you will need to make the call for this flame to come into your world and help you build that which is eternal perfection. Again, it is the gift of love, sevenfold in its mighty power to produce in the physical octave or anywhere in the universe that which ever expands and becomes one day a system of worlds. The faculties within life by which you accomplish the things you do in the physical octave are given you by the great I Am presence of your life stream, and is, of course, directed by the great beings in the central sun who are not only the designers of the system, but are the sustainers of the system and are ever expanding through everything that lives the greater perfection of the sacred fire. If you really want to understand what the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim can do for you to help you build anew in this world, this, that which is to become the permanent perfection of all time to come, then you're going to need a deeper understanding and use of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Each one of us directs a sevenfold flame. And when the seven of us work in combined action, then there comes into manifestation the creation of beauty and perfection and the release of power that forever brings ecstasy to all life. Now, in any creative activity with which you are concerned, in the physical octave, you should be aware of our presence. Because since we are the builders of this whole system of worlds, then our faculties of life are stepped down in their intensity and are pouring through the life flame of every individual who has free will. And who can say the word, I am, the great creative word of life. Because it is your use of your own life in your own desire that causes conditions to manifest in the physical world by which you are surrounded and have been since you first individualized. Now then, suppose we enter in to the real understanding of what the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim means to life. You, every one of you, have a focus of this sevenfold flame within the brain structure, within the etheric body, and that governs the mental faculties, which, if kept in balance, enable the individual to be a constructive personality and to use the great powers of life to produce perfection and bring happiness to all. If through the discord of the outer self, the substance accumulates in the brain that interferes with the balanced action of a sevenfold flame in the forehead, then the brain structure becomes but a playground of destructive activities. If you really want to understand something about us, so that we may give you the use of some of our powers to give you greater mastery in this world, then call for our miracle mastermind of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and its great creative powers as the master builder of the universe, for such it is. Your blessed Saint Germain once reminded you to use the statement, I am the great creative heart of God. And he said that would bring you wonderful ideas. I say to you, if you call for the ascended masters, fiery miracle illumination of what they know the seven mighty Elohim to mean to this whole system of worlds, there will come into you a sense of quiet mastery, a sense of power that comes only from the great, great silence. Now, when we speak of the silence, we have reference to the inner quiet of your own individual life flame. When we speak of the great silence, we mean that great cosmic stillness that enfolds the physical world. When we speak of the great, great silence, we have reference to that great cosmic power that fills and controls and surrounds this entire system of worlds to which you belong. Now, in its greater intensity, the individual can call for these miracle powers of the great creative activities of life. And then those constructive desires within you that have longed to come forth in your, that you have longed to draw forth, rather, in your outer use, begin to just naturally act in you and your work. And then when you see, by the use of those powers, how marvelous life intends you to live and carry on the great work of creation without any sense of struggle or problems or limitation, then will you draw nearer to our hearts. Then will you understand us more. Then will you long to live close to us in the knowledge of that sacred fire that brings to you the power to do what nothing else can ever do. You know we are in the universe for a purpose. And if we were not concerned with the expansion of your own life flame, there would not be the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim anchored within the atomic structure of the body. But few people use that which we have offered with any conscious understanding of what the power is. People use the power of sight and hearing and various activities of the mind without even understanding what those faculties are, where they come from, or what the great presence of the mighty I Am intends them to do with those faculties of life. Mankind have not asked what the great God presence, the mighty I Am, wants to accomplish through the outer self. And will you try to feel each day, as you close the day, look back for a moment and ask yourself how much of the energy that has come into your mind and your body and your feeling world that day you have used either to purify the world or to raise yourself either to the ascension or help the rest of life raise to the ascension also. You place the body at rest at night. During that time, while you let it alone for a while, the higher mental body fills up the atomic structure with liquid light, which is the energy of the storage department, so to speak, of the energy you're going to use on the following day. You wake up in the morning rested, and you go into your daily activities without the least concern as to your responsibility to ask the presence what it wants you to do with the energy it has placed in your body for that day. So you go on as a rule, doing what you please in the outer, or what seems to be a necessity. And then at night, after you've used up that energy in the weariness of the feeling world, you let the body alone for a while you explore other realms of creation. And very rarely does the individual feel at night, after the energy has been sent forth, the responsibility of what the cosmic law expects the outer self to hand back to the presence for the energy of its love that has been given into your outer use for your physical experience. If people were taught from childhood their responsibility in the use of life's energy, both that within the body and that in the outer world, there would come an illumination to the mind and an understanding of the great plan of the universe that would bring mastery and perfection and would arouse within the individual the awareness that the outer self is answerable to the great cosmic law for its use or misuse or waste of the energy within the body. As the Blessed Godfrey once told you, you wear the body out from within with your friction of discord. The world presses upon you with the friction of its discord from without. The poor thing is dissolved at the end of the lifetime, no longer of use. It just couldn't stand the pressure inside and out. And what do you think happens, even in the great mercy of the cosmic law that has provided a change of garments when the garment is worn out? What do you suppose the cosmic law continues to do for you. It lets you rest for a time in the octave of light to absorb more light between embodiments, to give you another chance in the next lifetime to try to awaken to the understanding of your responsibility in the use of the energy of your own life. You see, mankind uses the universal energy of electricity and so on, or atomic energy, to do just as they please. And the intellect very rarely ever stops to wonder if it's going to be called to an accounting of the way it uses the energy of life everywhere. Now, when you really understand that all energy should only be used under the law of love, and that energy was given to you by the love of your presence, even when the body sleeps at night, is because your presence loves to give you something by which you live, and it gives you only good. Therefore, the cosmic law will demand that when that energy returns to you, it must be purified if it is not manifesting the same quality that it with which it was charged when you received it when you awaken in the morning. Try to feel every day your responsibility in the use of energy more and more. For I tell you, precious ones, it's like the governor on an engine, on a steam engine. It puts the brakes, so to speak, on the outer self's unbridled defiance to the cosmic law of all creation. The outer self has so long used the energy within the body and the energy of the outer world to do just as it pleases and feels that it has a right to create discord if it wants to. That is the serious part of the whole of the law of life. When people suddenly say unkind things, they feel no compunction about what they do in the atmosphere above them. When they disturb the harmony of others, or they spoil the natural harmony that is in the atmosphere of Earth for their blessing, dear ones, every unkind word comes back as pain in the body, lack in the affairs, and incapacity in the mind. There isn't a particle of light anywhere in the universe. There is naught that lives that escapes that law. And therefore, when you call forth the cosmic Christ, the master Christ, the miracle Christ illumination of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, be prepared to receive and understand the explanation within yourselves of your own life flame and of what the great law of life demands when it has given you the wondrous gift that come from the heart of the mighty I Am Presence. Now let us go forward in the use of this new power. I mean the conscious understanding of it. You have all, or many of you, have called to me for assistance, and I trust I have been available to you. When you've asked for the assistance, I assure you, I sent it to you. If you did not let it into your world, that is no fault of mine. Sometimes when I've offered and sent the assistance, because of the discord in the outer self, it has had to stand waiting outside of your aura till your feeling quieted down enough for it to come in and serve you with a perfection which my love has given. So from tonight, if you really want to know more about me, ask for the cosmic Christ illumination of my sevenfold flame, of my heart's love to tell you about itself. There is nothing you can't know of all that is in creation. If you will ask that which you wish to understand to be given to you in the service of the light by the cosmic love of the mighty I Am presence. Therefore, when you want to use our sevenfold flame, ask your beloved I Am presence and myself or any one of the Elohim to teach you or tell you the truth about ourselves. And as surely as you ask, will the answer come to you, and you will know it is the answer to your call. There is nothing uncertain about us. The only uncertainty exists in mankind's feeling world. And you will have to someday understand what the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim can do for you if you are going to be held close enough to your presence to understand that which is to come for centuries ahead, that which has taken place in the past, and that which you desire to know that is now in manifestation. The use of our sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim is the balanced illumination to the mind of that which has been, that which is now, and that which is yet to be from the standpoint of cause and effect. Since we are the builders of the system, then the plan of our building should be understood by all life in this system of worlds, and one day will be. But you who have come thus far on the path, guided by the love of your mighty Master Saint Germain, your mighty Master Jesus, and the beloved Godfrey, you are fortunate indeed to have had as much instruction on the sacred fire as has been given you over the last few years alone. But since the need approaches because of outer world changing conditions, when you must become more aware of how to reach us instantly and keep the outer self receptive to the answers of your calls, so we can give you greater help more quickly and more powerfully in your physical affairs. And you need the conscious awareness of the seven mighty Elohim, their sevenfold flame, and the power and authority which they are in the physical octave to help govern conditions and build that which is to be sustained in the future. You could ignore our presence, and most of mankind have until they have forgotten us. But one day, you are to have freedom and mastery, you must understand our presence in this system of worlds, the purpose of our outpouring to the earth, and the individual direct connection you have with us. You are as directly connected with us as you are with the heart frame of your own presence. I want you to feel that. And now swing the door wide by your desire to lift the perfection which we are building constantly in outer conditions into you and your world of affairs, that we may help you build the perfection you long to manifest here and which must come forth to serve the nation and the world by that which we can give. So it is not without great purpose that I come tonight to explain something to you of the sevenfold flame of my life, which is placed within the brain structure of every individual life stream on the earth. If you want to know more about me, then ask and ye shall receive. If you want the illumination which I can give, call it in to the outer self, and I will answer you. If you want to help to build the incoming civilization and the perfection that belongs in your nation, call my cosmic Christ victorious powers to come into your outer use and direction, so you may do for the nation that which is for its highest good. And when you understand that the sevenfold flame of my heart's love is ever surging to seek the blessings of the universe and bring them to you, when you open the door to me, we will become more closely acquainted by the use of these powers in your life, which you draw forth consciously now and use in the outer world for the life of the nation and through the nation for the earth itself. Why do you suppose the all-seeing eye of God is in the audience chamber of the Royal Teton? Because in the responsibility which is mine, that is where the first power of my life stream anchors or anchored into the earth to pour forth its continuous radiation until mankind unfolded the same divine power within each life flame. And that power draws the lesser up in to its outer cosmic action by conscious command. Now, since mankind have through the centuries been looking to the outer world for authority, for education, for the things which it desired, ignoring completely the power of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to bring into outer use these greater powers of the universal life, then since mankind have looked out here, they have drawn into their individual worlds only that which was already in manifestation. And most of the time, it's been discordant. So in order to cut yourselves free from the ever-increasing discord of the outer world, turn your attention to us and call forth the use of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim into every creative activity with which you are concerned, that that creation may go on in the divine perfection and eternal balance that is the blessing of love to you and to the universe around you. Then, as you enter deep enough into the understanding of our sevenfold flame, you will find less and less pull by the outer world's discordant conditions upon you or your energy. Then, as you raise in your use of the violet flame, you become the being of cause only. That cause, the love that produces perfection in joy that is given to all. So, beloved ones, the great creative sevenfold flame, which it is my privilege and joy to offer into your outer use, is a mighty, real, tangible, practical, all-powerful activity of the sacred fire, whose love in this world is required to offset the increasing hatred whose shadows ever seek to engulf that which does not understand the source of its being. The plants, the animals, and the minerals do not understand the source from whence they come. But you, the individualized flame of God's heart, have the intelligence within. You have the power of love. You have free will because you are a co-creator with that great love flame of life that placed you here. And please remember, dear ones, whether it be for yourselves individually or for the nation, remember, the cosmic law of mankind in this world is such that we can only do for you what we do through you and through your calls to us. Then can the cosmic law bring to your assistance help that is far beyond that which you can draw forth by your own efforts. It takes your call, it takes your obedience to the law, and then nothing is impossible to you. And since you are the builders of the incoming golden age, you will need that which it is my service to life to give into this physical world. Since each of us has given you some special activity by which you may go forward to greater mastery, then the explanation which I am offering tonight of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, I give as a reminder to you to reach up and experiment with it, want to know more about it, and then as you call it into outer use, will it explain itself in you because you are feeling your oneness with it, and then the powers of my love become an eternal part of your own life stream. That is your oneness with us, which makes your mastery a very practical thing in this world. Call forth into the conditions that you are building in the outer world the victory of my sevenfold flame and see for yourselves what that contains to flood into your world the happiness and the power to assist others that enables you to have greater freedom and be of greater use to your beloved Master, Saint Germain. Then you become a power of light within the nation, individually as well as collectively, as you use this sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, you will find that power of the sacred fire is a very practical, wonderful gift and activity of life's love. You will never cease experimenting with it, because each experiment will draw more of it into yourselves till you too become the master presence of its eternal conscious command. So try to know that when your love comes to me, my love comes back to you infinitely more than you can understand tonight. But if you will try, your own experiences will teach you how great is that magnificent law of life that has provided our help for you all. Then will the faculties of your mind, your sight, your hearing, your intelligence, your reason, your comprehension, act with much greater clearness. And you can so charge yourselves with the cosmic Christ illumination of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim that you would never again make another mistake. And I think that is quite practical if I teach you how to avoid that which has become your problem of today. My love, in its explanation of life, within that flame which I direct, will teach you the greater powers of love that you need in the physical world to stand against the mass hatred of mankind. So if you ask for my sevenfold flame of love, which I have now become, which I am come into this world to give unto you, that you may know the fullness of its glory, then will love become for you something far greater than you have ever understood up until this night. So as I give that sevenfold flame of my love to you all to enfold you, it stands awaiting your use till you call it into physical conditions and let it reveal to you my mastery over this world. It can clear your sight, can clear your hearing, can clear your feeling world, can clear your brain structure, and can clear everything out of your life that has caused you one moment of distress. My love is freedom from everything human. May you understand tonight that it stands in and around your physical body, awaiting your use. For only by use can you understand the powers that are within it that will act for you to produce the perfection you really desire and ought to be manifesting now. So to the fullness of that great cosmic flame do I call your attention, and I shall await your desire and use of its presence, that I may increase it in you as much as you desire me and my perfection into the physical world for freedom to life everywhere. Trust me and see what my love will bring to you. If you understand what I mean tonight, you will experiment with the use of this flame, and then I can show you what I mean to the world and what help you and I can give to the blessed Saint Germain in his gigantic task of cleansing the nation and the earth. And I have come tonight to anchor this sevenfold flame of my love into the heart of your nation to help govern some of the conditions that are seeking to impose their hatred upon you. I wonder, do you realize just what that means? Thank you, precious ones. While you are standing a moment, will you try to receive within yourselves now this greater love of the greater power of this sevenfold flame within and around the physical form? For I ask you to realize that twice a year, when from the Royal Teton, I have sent forth those great balls of blazing blue flame into your capital, into the principal cities of your nation and the world. It was to consume quickly a great deal of the hatred and selfishness that was seeking to destroy you. As you call my sevenfold flame into action in yourselves to do for you that which your presence next desires you to have, the same activity that takes place in the city can be acting within and around you for the blessing of whatever part of the country you are in at the time you make the call. Just as surely as you call to me will that flame come back to you and show you what the law of love in the great universal plan of perfection means to you and to all life in your use of it, in your daily activities. Then will everything in the physical world that you have to do in your outer daily life become the service of love, because it is transmuted and controlled by the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim into its cosmic service to the nation, and through the nation, it serves the world. So I have not come tonight just to give you this individual flame of love, but it is that the sevenfold flame may, in its cosmic authority of creation, build into you and your worlds and into the nation that which becomes permanent perfection to the earth in its full victorious power of eternity. I have anchored here tonight the sevenfold flame of my heart's love to go on forever and give its blessing to all who pass this way. And you are held within that wherever you abide. Use it, use it, use it in all your outer activities, and see what the powers of light can do for you as they begin to reveal themselves within you, and you use them for the blessing of all. I clothe you in my heart's sevenfold flame of love, whose cosmic power is all authority wherever you abide. May it become your permanent home until you come into our octave by its great magnetic power. That is one reason for which I'm intensifying it tonight, and I call your attention to its use, and that it may prepare you for that final victory wherein love becomes for eternity the only experience of your life. Thank you forever for your willingness to give me your attention tonight. My love shall come back and bless you forever. Thank you, and won't you be seated. Beloved Mighty Cyclopean, thank you for the gift of your love. Thank you for all you have done for the life of this world. Hold us close and let us, like you, serve life till wherever we move, the love of our life stream sets all free till the ascension of the earth takes place forever. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels. We call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us, and especially mighty Cyclopea's love. And to the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding presence to those under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such power of a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, that wherever we go, we may build permanently the perfection of the ascended host into this world with full, victorious, eternal conscious command. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us and greater obedience in the use of that great cosmic flame of love supreme. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Cyclopea. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of your heart's love and make us its victory here, everywhere, forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels. Charge, charge, charge that sevenfold flame of your mighty cosmic love into everything that is of God's perfection within the nation. And hold your love victorious within the American people and give them the strength to stand against the hate of the world and annihilate that hate so it must leave life alone forever. And we thank you. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. And raise it all to our beloved mighty presence, all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, especially from the mighty Cyclopean. Give the one mighty stroke of its blazing presence throughout the earth, and shatter forever everything that is not its love of eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth all it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand that in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the love of the seven mighty Elohim. So that mankind, turning to that great presence forever, look away from the shadows and become the victory of cosmic Christ love from the heart of the mighty I Am presence that creates and sustains great systems of worlds. Make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth raise, purified, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to wisdom, the great divine plan. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers to convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation of that love supreme, until the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim has done its perfect work to the earth forever, and all have entered in to the glory of its love and build only its perfection everywhere throughout the universe for eternity.